Test 67, Section 2, Question 17. This one, we're looking to weaken the educator's argument. And the educator says, some experimental programs, based on the principles that children's first education to be at home, instruct parents in how to be their child's first teacher. Okay, so basically, we've got these things that teach parents how to be the first teacher. The school performance of the children in these programs is better than average. Okay, so the school performance is better. This shows that these programs are successful and should be expanded. So it's saying the programs work. Now, here we have a little bit of a problem because we have the potential for a self-selecting sample because it's saying, look, the people who have this then perform better. And that could be because of the program, but it could be that the people who do the program are different than those who don't. So what would weaken it? Not all small children enjoy being taught by their parents. It's not about whether they enjoy doing it. It's whether or not they get benefit from it. B, most of the parents participating have prior experience as educators. Oh, well, that's going to weaken the argument because that's saying that the could weaken the idea that the parent that the program is helping them become better teachers. Instead, maybe they were already teachers. So B is pretty good. Basically, what it does is it questions the randomness and the unbiasedness of the sample. So C, surveys show that most parents would approve. We don't care whether parents would or wouldn't approve. The cost of expanding the programs has not been precisely determined. We also don't care about the cost a whole lot. And then some children who did not participate in the programs performed exceptionally well. Well, saying that there are outliers doesn't really hurt this argument, and therefore B would be our best answer. It questions whether or not it is a representative sample. So let's move on to the next one.